It's Monday, July the 7th, and with your news at 7 a.m., I am Leonard Witbier. Political analyst Dr. Ndumba Kamoana has welcomed President Netumbonandi Ndaitwah's directive for all ministers to submit quarterly reports on service delivery. Speaking to News on One's Selma Tapopi, Kamoana said the move will strengthen monitoring and evaluation systems, ensuring greater accountability within ministries.
Kamoana said effective oversight requires examining each stage, starting with how resources are allocated and used in implementing government programs.
But also to look at the quality of those programs and activities, the deliverables, which we call the output, but also to look at the outcomes and as well as the larger impact that those program and project are doing.
You can find the latest News on One bulletin for One Africa TV on oneafrica.tv and weeknights at 7. Watch it on GoTV 24, DSTV 284, or stream it for free live on oneafrica.tv. Namdia has responded to MP Job Amupanda's recent social media allegations about the company's security and governance. Spokesperson Beverly Kosimo said urgent security upgrades were put in place after this year's armed robbery, including appointing a consultant to tighten controls, adding that Namdia remains committed to transparency, staff support, and appreciating the police's ongoing investigations.
We wish to assure the public that following the armed robbery earlier this year, critical security upgrades were urgently implemented under the Public Procurement Act and in line with global best practices. To stabilize the situation and strengthen internal controls, a security consultant was appointed by the board, and this forms part of our broader risk mitigation strategy. The previous contract with Naldan, a Namibian registered company with operations in several countries, including Angola, had come to its natural end, necessitating a new approach.
NAMCOR says the company is addressing serious financial challenges and governance failures, particularly in its trading division. Spokesperson Paulo Coelho says that despite revenue growth, losses reached $1.3 billion in 2023, leading to a government bailout and ongoing efforts to strengthen controls, reduce debt, and improve transparency.
NAMCOR can confirm it's tackling major financial challenges, mainly from its trading arm, which has led to a $1.3 billion loss last year. The company received a 1.2 sovereign guarantee and has reduced its debt significantly. The turnaround plan is in place with tighter governance and legal action underway to recover all our losses. NAMCOR remains committed to sustainability and securing Namibia's fuel supply.
To South Africa, where KwaZulu-Natal's Police Commissioner Nhlanhla Mkhwanazi has accused Police Minister Senzo Mchunu of interfering with high-profile investigations. He linked the minister to Vusimusi Cat Matlala, who was arrested in May for attempted murder. During a media briefing on Sunday, Mkhwanazi has alleged Mchunu dissolved the Political Killings Task Team after it uncovered a crime syndicate linked to politicians, including members of parliament.
An analysis was conducted on an electronic communication of this arrested person. This analysis reveals communication between the arrested Vusimusi at Cat Matlala, Mr. Brown Mohotsi, an associate of the Minister of Police, as well as the Minister of Police, Senzo Mchunu. I must highlight that Mr. Vusimusi Cat Matlala is an individual who was awarded a police contract of over 360 million rand in 2024.
Internationally, thousands gathered in India's Dharamshala on Sunday to mark the 90th birthday of the Dalai Lama, concluding days of celebrations in the city that has been his home since fleeing Tibet after the failed 1959 uprising against Chinese rule. In a video message to religious leaders, the spiritual leader and Nobel laureate confirmed he will have a successor and reaffirmed that his office alone holds the authority to recognize his future reincarnation. Find all these stories and so much more on our website, futuremedianews.com.na. Future Media News, independent, accurate, and on time.